of all, we've got to fence the whole area off, so that's a good $7,000 right there. We have toilets to hire, we have licenses to buy. One of the big expenses is actually the prize money that we give to the pipe bands and stuff. We usually have about 25 to 30 pipe bands, and of course they're all competing, and so they weren't paid for coming, so they get paid mileage, and then the winning band, they all get a fee, usually $1,500 or thereabouts for the winning band. If you don't pay that money, they won't show up, so you won't have a Highland game. And there's all the other competitors that get paid and prize money and stuff like that. Then, of course, there's all the people that we have to hire to run the games for us. And that, by that, I mean judges and stuff like that for the Highland dancing, for the heavies, and for the pipe bands. And we have to put some of them up in the motel because that's part of the deal, that they want to come and they be there at 8 o'clock in the morning. So they want a Friday night overnight in the hotel. So you start creeping up there with all these expenses.